Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2OFK.
Okay, I have WA2OFK. Do we have any other check-ins?
N2OIQ.
Okay, we'll start here at the top of the list then. WA2OFK, good evening. What's going on?
Oh, well, see, it's pretty quiet. We're about 19 degrees here. Other than that, it's been not too bad a day. A little light snow. And well, thank you. My scanner is working perfect now. Thank you very much. That's KD2AIT. And other than that, that's about all I have for you here. All I'm looking for is warm weather and sunshine. So back to net control, WA2OFK.
Okay, well, I'm glad that scanner's working. I think it was just hung up there. I don't know what it was, but once it started scanning again, everything was working. Okay, N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's up?
Good evening. This is N2OIQ. Good evening, Jeff and Harry, and anybody else may be coming in this evening. All right, too much going on. Kind of a quiet evening here, I guess. Me and my wife went to Bobville for a while. Did a couple places, the shop, and then come home and had some ice cream and was watching WPBS out of Watertown. Had an old show on there back from, oh my gosh, 70s or 80s, I can't remember. But, I can't think the name of the show. It was an old show, used to be on a long time ago, anyways. But that was kind of interesting, brought back a lot of memories. And just moved around with the computer. And I just looked outside, stuff doing nothing here, just cold out. I got 14 degrees here at the present time. I guess it's supposed to get down to single digits again tonight. Then maybe starting tomorrow or something, it's supposed to start warming up. Highs in the 30s in the daytime and maybe down to 20s at night, which is getting close to cigarette time for sure. So, okay, Jeff, back to you. Have a good evening. Talk to you later in 2OIQ. That is Red Skeleton Show. I don't know if you remember that. Maybe Red Skeleton Show. I know it used to be on years ago. Into White Kill.
Yeah, I heard of it. It was a little bit before my time, but I heard of it. Did you happen to go on Facebook today?
Yeah, I did just a few minutes ago. The picture on that?
Roger, that looked like it was about from 1980 or something.
Yeah, I can't remember. It had to be at a wedding or something, but I'm not sure. I just can't figure out where it was now, but yeah, it's Miller time, that's for sure. Yeah, that's quite a picture. Yeah, my brother-in-law, he's got a lot of pictures. He's been putting a lot of them on there on Facebook. That was a pretty good picture, needless to say. So, okay, very good. Have a good night, and to YQ.
Roger. Well, then maybe there'll be more to see, I guess. You brought up old programs, so I thought I'd bring up old pictures. All right, thanks for checking in. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
This is N2LP.
WB2RUQ.
OK, Okay, I got four stations there. N2LBJ, I believe it was, or I'm sorry, I think you were cutting in and out. And KC2WI, WX2PJR, and WB2LUQ. Could the first station come back, please? Yeah, we're really not copying you. Just a couple of little bits and pieces, but I mean, I really can't copy you. Maybe you could try again if you get close to the repeater, or maybe you're just getting too far away. All right, well, thanks for checking in anyway. I believe it was N2LBJ, but it just doesn't seem right. It must have been something else. All right, KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
Well, my usual didn't get things done early enough, so I got to go out and put my snowmobile back together. I'm going to head up to Long Lake and meet a guy up there, and then go to Lake Pleasant probably, and then come back up to Long Lake. This weekend is a big midwinter geocaching get-together, and it's been going on for years up there, and I've never made it to it. I found out this year a couple guys I know are going up there with snowmobiling, and a lot of the caches are snowmobile accessible, and I was really planning to ride from here to Lake Pleasant. I didn't want to be driving in the car, but yeah, it'll be interesting. And you know, I've met one or two of the Adirondack area geocaches, but it'll be fun. I'm not really big into it, but it's a fun thing to do. And you find these caches that, you know, people have put out, and they found the ones that I've got up around Lake Pleasant and stuff, so it'll be fun. And other than that, not too much. Went out for a little snowmobile ride yesterday, and I found up towards Fowlerville in the county reforestation area in there. You go someplace where nobody has ridden anything, and you step off your snowmobile. It's not quite waist deep, but it's more than knee deep, and no problems at all riding with the old Tundra. It's not even the long track one, but I really like that old thing. I was going to go out today, but I just said nope. I don't have the time even to go out. I was going to go down the River Valley Inn and have lunch. I said, nope. And even with that, I'm still working here. So that's the scoop here. I guess nothing else too much new. I saw the North Country Public Radio had a thing on the calendar for the Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting, and it's been a long time since we've had meetings on Thursdays, and I thought I had that all cleared up. So hopefully nobody read the old posting there and tried to show up at the old place. I don't think so. But I sent him an email and saying, hey, I tried to get rid of these. I sent the guy who's the webmaster there, and hopefully he'll take care of that. KC2WI.
Okay, well, if anybody showed up, it was a really short meeting, I guess. All right. Thanks, Pete. Thanks for checking in. WX2PJR, Paul, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jack. Everybody else aboard. Oh, kind of an annoying nightmare with a server issue. Anyways, I'm not any help next to useless people there. Anyways, keep telling me to do this and this and this and reset my DSN and everything else, and no, it's just trying to go through, I don't know. Anyways, let's see here, not a bad day overall until I got home here and got double billed and all that fun stuff, and then that's when I really got annoyed because my site hasn't been working in about a month and a half, and they knew about it, and, well, they still double billed me. So anyways, other than that, 17 degrees out there right now, calm winds, nothing too dramatic, good day in Watertown, spent the whole day there, had lunch with the crew, the Lunch Punch crew, get a bunch of hams up there, we all have lunch every other Thursday, Had a pretty good group show up, so that wasn't too bad. Other than that, not too much else bad, so pass it back to you, WX2PJR.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing, having server issues here right now. I have a server that I manage here, and it's overheating, so I just got done rebooting it, and I'm watching the load, and I'm trying to get everything back online, and I'm doing that and the net at the same time, so it's not impossible. All right, well, good luck with that. WB2RUQ, John, good evening. What's up?
WB2RUQ to K2AIT. Down here, I'm here in the lower Hudson Valley. It is currently 27 degrees. Gloria and I were up at Kingston for a while this afternoon. I had a dentist appointment, and then we grabbed dinner over the Red Lobster. Things are going good. It's, you know, weather's not too bad. They're hedging on a nor'easter for the weekend, so we'll see what happens there. And oh, I got everything on my website moved over. Suresh moved everything over to the new server, so clearly a much faster machine, and the cPanel for admin work is works really well. So I sent him a note and said, hey, I'm a happy paying customer. All right, back to you, WBTRUQ.
Were you able to connect with that plug-in there?
Yep, and that was the issue. I suspect on the old machine I didn't have the most current, I don't think I was at release level 5 plus on the PHP modules. So it works well. In fact, you go on your website, you'll see on the first page there's like a link to the calendar. It takes you right to that new calendar function, and works great. So happy camper all the way around, WB2RU.
Okay, good, yeah. I was surprised you were still running some servers with Ensem on it. I didn't think anybody ran them that anymore. But, yeah, if he's got it on cPanel or Plesk, he'll probably be happy. All right. Take care, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Well, today was pretty much another work day, and stopped over at WE2OFK's there, and we tinkered around with the scanner a little bit and got it going. It was hung up a little bit. And then came back here and got back to work. Not much else to report on that. So are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in tonight, including, let's see, Harry, Dan, I believe that other gentleman was Dennis up there, and not Dennis 1, but Dennis 2. Thanks for Pete, Paul, and John. And say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT. We'll be clear.
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ.
KD2AIT.
Hey, quick question. On the cPanel, when I publish my files out there, they go to the subdirectory, that's actually off the root directory, www. But there's also a subdirectory called public, which seems to make a mirror image of those files. Is that normal protocol or what?
One of the links is probably just a symbolic link that takes you to the other directory. It's probably not actually mirrored. It's just you can. It's kind of like a shortcut in Windows, but it's in Linux, so they just it's just a symbolic link.
Okay, from a symbolic or logical link. So I'm not really doubling my file storage, I would assume, correct?
Correct. It's just a, there's two different ways you can get there, basically.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm, like I said, I'm a happy camper. The, clearly he's got me on a much faster server, and, C-panel, from my point of view, gives me a lot of control. So I've been busy effect was up for a while last night, just bringing myself up to speed on that. So working well. All right, catch up with you probably tomorrow, Jeff. WBTR-EQ.
Okay, yeah, I run into C-panel quite a bit in my work. It's nice on sites like what Suresh is doing there, where he resells a lot of the space. It's not much use when you have just the one server and you're the only one administering it and taking care of it, but it's useful if you don't have a lot of administration knowledge, or if you're, you got to share out the sections of it and you want people to be able to administer their own sections. So, all right, I followed it. I don't know if I'll be here tomorrow night or not. I think I'm finally going to break away and get out for a little bit, so I'm overdue. WB2RUQ, it's KD2AIT.
KB2KOJ for OCTAN, the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Any stations with or without traffic?
WX2PJR, no traffic.
WX2PJR, thank you for checking in, Paul. I think that's right, Paul, I got you there. Anyone else? This is KB2KOJ for OCTAN. This is KB2KOJ for OCTAN. Okay, I'll make one more call up. Are there any further stations for OCTAN?
WA2OFK, no traffic.
WA2OFK, I think that's Haiti, I believe. Thank you for checking in. Good to hear you. Been a while. Anyone else for OCTAN? Anyone else for OCTAN? Okay, nothing else here. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 73 to all on frequency. KB2KOJ is cracked.